Hello and welcome to Talking Hogs. As usual, the show that brings you... I fucked this one up. Daniel?
Welcome to Talking Hogs, the only podcast that supports all sides of all conflicts. I'm your host, Horny Man McHairdo.
Looking good.
We all doing in that little box in there.
Oh, baby.
Give me some fucking... Give me some honut going on. Damn.
Hold on now. I'll tell you what I'm doing. And that's kicking back, relaxing, maxing all cool, trying to see what's fresh going on. Yeah. My vacuum cleaner isn't working. There's that.
What's wrong with it?
I'll try fucking it.
Not a second.
I'm trying to watch these Falcons not drop this game to these backup Vikings, but you know, that's my Sunday football. And
it sounds like a made up team.
The Falcons, the Vikings.
Vikings aren't real. It's a made up team.
Made up. Never made it to Minnesota. Lies.
Yeah, how do we even know if it's an actual state? Minnesota does sound like it's fake all around.
Who's been to Minnesota? Who's had Lute Fisk? I mean, these things are all made up.
Now, is that the Swedish, like Icelandic food that's for some reason prevalent in the Midwest?
Yes,
because they did have all those Vikings roam that way. You know,
yes, we are from Cleveland.
We are Vikings, the Scandinavian people, they migrated to Minnesota, Great Lakes region. I guess it reminded them of the frozen hellscape that was their homeland.
Is that the Wikipedia article?
This is just me. That's ADHD. It's like,
he's memorized like all the Wikipedia articles. You don't have to look it up. We memorize
it. Yeah. You just know it. It's fine.
So next time someone starts barking facts at you, you say, shut up, IMD page.
Yeah.
Fuck you, internet.
Whenever you donate to Wikipedia, it's actually just siphoning knowledge directly into Daniel's brain. Kind of like a Jacob's ladder situation.
But less sexual.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about something else. Kind of.
So, my beard's pretty much back. There's that. Now I just look like I'm going to try to hustle you out of pool, but you and I both know I'm not going to be able to do that.
Right.
It's
better. I'm just
cocky enough to still get my ass beat. That's the best.
There's nothing like a little guy syndrome out there on the dance floor. Just never knowing when to stop, constantly getting their asses kicked. But that's that never die, never give up mentality.
Yeah. Yeah. I get my ass beat and I stand back up and I'm like, what? I'm sorry, is your mom's pussy blown out? What?
And that's another dislocated orbital fracture.
He just grabs my shoulder and just rocks it off, just like you're fucking tearing apart crab legs.
there was a situation with one of our friends recently. I don't really want to reveal like where or whatever. It's not anything that bad, but went over to hang out with a younger crowd, and you know, we're all like 30s now. Some of us are in our later 30s even. And when I say younger, I mean like 20s, whatever, you know, probably mid young 20s, and they still got that dog in them. You know what I mean? That sort of cheese bravado, like someone just walks in. So someone has to like have a chest. Like, hey, how are you? The fuck are you doing here, man? Like, I know everyone here. I'm here all the time. News to me, burps in your face. Like, you know, hey man, you trying to start shit with my pal? Like, I just like said, hey, what's up? And then they're like surrounding you. And it's like, I think I'm going to get out of here before I get my ass kicked by like 3 22-year-olds. Like, that ain't a good look.
For yourself, I'm about to put 3 20-year-olds into the ICU. So let's run it. Run them hands. Let's go.
Is that for business or pleasure, Daniel?
Both, really. Honestly, when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Dan is not but beat ass. He has a constant Open Invitation, Come Rock in My Streets, Gangs of Five Plus, Not Looking at You. It doesn't matter.
Put him
and
to
if
the
you
test.
Win, he has to pay you.
Mm-hmm. Open challenge.
Safety of your own. Yeah, safety of your own home, place of business, grandmother's funeral. I'll be there. I am prepared. And let's just make it clear, the last person that I called out to fight on the show is now dead. So just leave it at that. Just leave it at that.
So far, fucking Daniel's 1-0. Who's going to take him down?
The only way I beat the Green Ranger in a fight the same way Homer imagined beating Dredrick Tatum in a boxing match. Died suddenly of a heart attack moments before entering the ring. It's like, oh, sweet God. Thank you. Woo, that was close.
How many people is there situations in karate where they're like, hey, take on like two dudes?
Mm-hmm. Karate, pornography, we usually, either one of those is always an opportunity for taking on two dudes. It's similar, and honestly, they're both pretty similar. A lot of fluids, a lot of black eyes, a lot of tears, a lot of joy. Yeah, we do multi-man fighting sometimes. I try to make sure the kids experience it once or twice before they test for black belt, because may or may not come up at some point on a future examination. Who's to say? But it's fun to do. You just got to make sure and keep people. You gotta go by the offspring rule of hand, and just keep people separated. And it's usually a good way to come out on those multi-man fights too. You also want to get the first person you can get a hold of. You want to make it as gruesome of a kill as you possibly can, so the other person thinks twice about rushing in. Those things are important in multi-man fights.
So give us some examples of your most extreme executions that you've committed, Daniel.
Real easy one is to like jam a thumb either like down here in your little goozle button or in between a rib. Because what will happen is you get a lot of gurgling, a lot of spitting up, especially if you puncture a lung, because then that hole starts breathing too, along with your mouth. And, you know, you got somebody around the neck. Let's just say you got somebody around the neck, right? And you punched a hole in their lung, and then they screaming, and then that little hole in their lung now is screaming too. It's going, hey, help me. And then everybody else is like, maybe fighting this strange person with time traveler hair isn't a good idea. Maybe we should go back to our meth lab in peace. And, you know, usually that works out.
And that's how Breaking Bad started.
Soft bits and hinges, the weak points of the human body. Gouge out those fleshy eyeballs. Bend that knee backwards. Really,
you want to get in the spots that you can't train. You can't train your eyeballs. Mm-mm. You can't work out your knee pit. You can't work out your belly button. Belly button, remarkably soft. Natural entry point. God's third anus.
You know, I was thinking, as I've grown older, like when you're a kid, you're like, kicks to the leg, they can't hurt. Your legs are strong.
Oh, no, kicking legs.
Yeah, and then it's like as you get older, you're like, wait a minute, you can kick somebody in the calf so many times that it cripples them and they just collapse to the ground and that's it.
Oh, yeah. Quads, too. There's nerve bundles in the outside and insides of your quads that really just wreck your fucking day if you get oiled in them enough times.
Well, what about the most powerful art, the martial art of gun fu? Truly combining the two things that it was like, well, what are you going to do against a gun? Well, now I'm karate with a gun.
Yeah. And karate with a gun. As Christian, I used to watch that.
Yeah.
It's in Matrix, one of my favorite. yes, but moreover, Equilibrium, Matrix's multi-chromosomal cousin, it is a rough film. And because you've seen Equilibrium, Casey, Aaron, have y'all seen Equilibrium? Christian Bale, it's got Aragorn in it, or not Aragorn.
That's amazing.
Boromir. It's not. Remember Boromir from Lord of the Rings? Got all them arrows in it. He's in there. Christian Bale's in there. Look up Equilibrium. It's terrible. But in it, Christian Bale plays a character known as a cleric. And
John Bean?
Huh?
Sorry. I was like, Eric Gorn. I was like, yeah. I know who Boromir is, the guy that dies in every movie. Yeah, that was Sean also Bean. In Goldeneye, Sean Bean, yeah.
We call him Boromir.
Here's, it's a fun Eric, name for him. I'm going to look up Eric Gorn. That's the motherfucker I'm interested yeah. in.
But anyway, he's a master of what's known as gun kata, which is karate but with yeah. guns. and using his gun kata, he defeats the oppressive corporate leaders that have removed emotion from the future by yelling at a puppy. It's a good movie. Good film. Can't stand Christian Bale. Terrible huh. Batman, worst actor. But it's definitely gun karate. You should check it out if you want to be a foremost expert on gun fu. It's a good place to start.
Like I'm just it. Trying to really think about what gun fu is. I feel like there's many iterations and ideas as to what gun fu can look like. But initially, the first thing that comes to my head is you have a 9mm in your hand, and mm-hmm. you karate chop somebody in the neck, and then you blow their brains out. Yes or yes?
Yes, to all three. You just got to make sure you work the gun into your goofy kicks and punches. And then it's okay. loaded.
So you're saying, like, you throw the gun off a water pipe, right? And it hits your foot, mm-hmm. and you kick it back up with your heel. And you catch it, and you shoot somebody from behind. You just empty the clip. Yeah, is there that going to go?
Okay. Now you're getting it. Because if you're not getting laid, then why are you doing it, you know? That's the whole point.
Whenever I think about all of these, like, styles and, like, the performance art and everything, and I was reading about the descriptions they have of gun kata are just wonderful. But, like, any of the more, like, performance art styles and things like that, it always makes me think of a spoiler for Rurouni Kenshin, if you haven't seen this anime. But at the end, yeah, how, like, all their fight and, like, everything they could do is finally met with, like, we figured out how to make these bullets go really fast. We got a Gatling gun now, and just mow. It's like, and that was the end of them.
Yep. No amount of samurai backwards blading going to get you out of that one, Kenshin. Sorry, bud.
Oh, that poor
boy. You got to learn how to then bend time and slow the trajectory of the bullets. Then you have your katana. And you block you deflect all the bullets back for double damage.
Honestly, just in the wrong anime was his first mistake.
Yeah.
Oh man, that would be so fucking cool, dude. And you were wearing Joker makeup, you know? You just imagine if you were the Joker with a sword, dude. How fucking cool.
I know we talked some about Halloween, but it's still in the close rearview mirror, and I'm not even necessarily bringing it back up. I'm proud that we have had several Halloweens with no Joker. I think that's the mark of a good crowd.
Well, you know what next year is, dude? All no. three of us got to be Joker.
God damn it. Joker. I don't want to.
I call, who's that one everybody hates?
Oh, you Leto? Fucking 30 Seconds to Mars Joker, dude.
Yeah. I want to be that guy.
Yeah, you want to be Cholo Joker? Fucking, listen, it's not good.
I, honest to God, think that of that time, you know, the mid-20-teens, I think that was an accurate representation of what a modern Joker would be. And didn't you hate him? Didn't you not like him? He's a villain. That's the whole point. I think he did a great job. I think that was a fine and dandy Joker given the circumstance. And it wasn't like it was in a Batman film proper. It was in goddamn fucking Suicide Squad. Like, we don't need our A-team Joker for this anyway.
I want old school Adam West era Batman, and I was Joker, and I was trying to, because I don't know the actor's name. What was it, like Jack Dancy or something foppish? Like, I'm trying to.
Leroy Smith.
Aliases. The jester of jackanapes. The prankster of plots. That's what I want.
Frank Cartwheel, dude. That was his name.
It's all puns, you know. It's like everything is like, wish Robin farewell. And then drops him down a well. Like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Or it's to the point where he has to build his traps around the puns he makes.
Yeah. God damn it. How does Trebuchet come up naturally?
It's like a Fall Out Boy song title. Like, let's make something long and convoluted as a title, and then we'll put something around that.
Yeah.
We'll write the end first and then work our way backwards.
That did remind me of so this is the type of in character I want to see from people. There was a recent headline I saw sent to Dan too, but it was about someone bursting into a Florida house party who wasn't invited, dressed as Mr. Freeze, and they immediately someone asked them what their name was, and their response was, "The name is Freeze, remember it well, for it is the chilling sound of your doom." And proceeded to tell everyone to chill and throw ice cubes at them. Were resisted arrest when the cops came to get him. The only thing he said on the way out was a cool party. Like, that's worth an arrest in my book.
Yeah, man, that's a misdemeanor charge. Like, totally worth right. it.
You got a great story.
Just. Yeah, goated, forever goated. Mr. Freeze, we salute you on this week's episode. Way to be a real American.
He's getting out, and he's coming back next year with, like, the rest of the Rogues Gallery. And if he needs people to sign up, give us a call.
But he has gotten so much pussy from doing this that his dick is just wrecked, dude. He can't piss right. So he's trying to get it going again, but it's busted down there, dude. Looks like fucking the Last of Us mushroom head.
Oh, those were some pretty gnarly mushrooms. Those mushroom flowering bursts were intense.
Yeah,
but he's still getting laid. So like, he's Mr. Freeze. What are his pickup lines? Because I'm trying to like, sorry to ice you out. Like I can't.
My pops are about to bust.
Did you remember to let? I'm sorry, it's still dripping. I didn't want my pipes to bust. Like there you go.
Oh man.
Oh wait, the weather's looks like the weather's calling for at least 4 inches.
How about prostrate my prostrate, dude? Does that work?
Yeah, prostate, dude.
Prostate my prostate.
Yes.
Y'all. She's looking at him like, this doesn't even work. Like, you just made words up this time to make it work. And just Mr. Freeze just bent over and his ass is out. He's like, what?
Do it.
Stay cool.
Put your freeze gun in there.
What are we doing this week, boys? What y'all got lined up?
Ugh, work. God awful ass. Stupid, ugly ass work. Oh, dumb fucking work.
No, nobody wants that. Come over to my place. Play some new WarioWare and move it.
All right.
That's what I got.
Daniel quit his job that day.
Yeah, should we play it live? I mean, I want to.
Yeah. Just start streaming me playing WarioWare. That will more than make up for my lack of job.
What we do is we all take mushrooms and we play WarioWare, and we call it Existential WarioWare, and we record our innermost thoughts while we're playing WarioWare Move It, the brand new game on Switch. Yep. We're sponsored by Nintendo. Hey, everybody, we're Tripping Balls, and we're here to present to you the new Wario game. At least I think this is Wario. It's Mario with a big ass.
Brought to you by drugs. Man, I don't tap Wario's big ass. That's a fucking dumpy on that motherfucker, dude. What is up with that?
They took a fat Italian and made him greasier and fatter. He's a
you know what real, shit is real smeared, guy. But there's so much shit smeared in between Wario's butt cheeks.
There's no way he can
his
get
cheeks
it
are too tight together, and he's too wide.
Can't reach it.
He can't get it all.
The bidet can only do so much, buddy.
He uses a damn pressure washer. It's a mini game in the new one.
That's what I want.
You get a pressure wash for us, asshole, dude.
Oh.
Almost got it. A lot of meatballs in here. Hang on.
On the other hand, I feel like Waluigi's might be pristine. I feel like Waluigi has a little OCD going on.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting a lot of action at the clubs, you know. Oh, so dude,
Waluigi's got to keep it clean. Let's go. I'd say Waluigi probably has the piece on him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Have all of them. It's probably scary to look at, dude.
I'm going to see if I can get that up. I've got a picture of it.
Yeah, just saved. Put it on the background picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When that new Kirby's Mario
got
Golf
a fucking heater on him.
Kirby?
Yeah, man. Here, I'll put it up as my background image. Hang on.
Like, he can transform into a giant donger, but he's an amalgamous blob.
You're not thinking with your whole ass, boy. You got a Kirby.
Dong.
Big dong. I'm chopping this in the work computer real quick.
Beep, boop, boop, boop.
That's where it's safe. Where the fuck is that picture?
Yes, I am over 18.
Today.
Been Good answering Lord. That question yes for 30 years.
Hell yeah. Wow.
When do you think, when was your first porn? What's the first time
video?
You said, yes, I'm 18? Yeah, and like a video, like a site.
Probably about 12 at playboy.com, because that's about all I could manage.
It's funny how it works. Simple minds. God, that's all we could do. Like, boobs. We all did that.
Der, boobs. When even a folded up, poorly printed off picture could provide some sustenance.
I would say I probably saw it for the first time, like, way too young.
Yeah.
Damn. No, I can't move. If I move,
but imagine,
you can put it on YouTube.
Imagine.
Just imagine. Just imagine. Oh, man.
If we've learned anything in recent Kirby canon, Forgotten World, he gets to things like that because he's consumed them. So it appears here he's just eaten the lower half of a large, well-endowed, muscular man.
It's a little neck. Little neck never hurt nobody.
This is like an Austin Powers bit right now.
It's fine. I'll forget in about 30 seconds.
Yeah. And that's why there's no video this week.
It's fun. YouTube loves it. It's animated. You can't arrest me for it. We don't even know if he's a child or not. It's fine. Not with a hog like that. Lord.
Man, we put it ain't for children.
It's on the thing. It says it. That's on y'all now.
What happened?
All right, let's see.
I'm fading away. I don't know.
Nope. So Aaron, you're about to go blazer shopping?
Yes, daddy needs a new blazer. He needs a blazer. There's no acceptable one. All of them are from fatter days and they look derp on me. And that's been like 5+ years because I refuse to wear this shit whenever I can. I truly hate it. It's classist and evil, but I'm going to go support it. Yeah, I'm going to go get me a blazer.
Is there a dress code for the reunion or the reception? Was there a dress code?
It says cocktail. Boy said just... you know, that's mainly because they had to put anything and don't want some people, you know, like, don't wear jeans in your hee-haws. But, I mean, daddy's going to do it right. I'm going to go get me a blazer.
Where you going, dude? It's getting worse and worse.
You awful.
You going to the men's warehouse, Aaron?
I am awful.
Yeah, no, if I can avoid Men's Warehouse, I will at all costs. They've always been massive rat dick purging, just pieces of shit. I'm going to go by Dillard's first. I might go, like, fart up the Men's Warehouse just to, like, stank around, but I try to avoid them. They've truly always been massive shitbirds anytime I've been there. Like, fuck them.
I'm sorry.
Like they can smell you if you don't make, like, 500 plus thousand a year and then just don't give a shit about you.
Yeah. What are you doing? Oh, just a quick crit check. And, okay, you can fuck off.
Also, when they sized me up for one of the weddings I went to in the party, it was like I looked like Fat Joe Slim. Like, whoever does their fucking sizing is horse shit, too. It's like, there's enough fabric in this pant for another pair of shorts, my brother. Why did you think this was what was good?
We thought you wanted to look baggy.
Right?
Isn't that what you like? An ill-fitting suit? Everyone loves a man in an ill-fitting suit.
God, it gets me red hot.
Daniel, are you going to show up looking like David Byrne in the Talking Heads there? Just a suit that's six times too big for him?
That would make me immensely happy. That would make me so happy.
Cool. It looks cool.
I've got a week to figure out, I guess, what sort of spiteful, revenge-taking thing I'm going to actually wear. To fuck up someone's important day. So we'll see.
The revenge being you considered me a friend. Now you'll pay.
Yep. No, you made me put on fancy clothes. That's your first mistake. You should know better. What do I got that's cocktail appropriate?
Karate gi.
What do I got?
Break out the good club box.
Karate gi?
But he said that's just the. That's just the listing, you know, do what you did for, like, Casey and Durkins. Oh, yeah,
horse's ass. You know I'm going to show up and he's going to be like, invitation said cocktail.
And it'll
and I'm
be
I'm going to be standing there in my Daniel Pumpkin, in my David Pumpkins tuxedo, like, what do you mean?
Yes.
What yes. do you mean?
I think that is incredibly fitting.
Do it, dude.
It will be.
Do it.
It will be. I'll show up as David Pumpkins. Like, don't think I look at Walt. Because I will. And I'll be like, so what'd you require of me, sir?
Yeah.
Suit and tie. Just
who's going to.
Spirit Halloween.
Who's going to tell David Pumpkins they aren't cocktail ready? I mean, you tell Tom Hanks.
You're going to tell David Pumpkins. You're going to talk to David Pumpkins that way. Dang, I'm. Maybe I could tie dye one in that amount of time. Who knows?
You show up in your cargo shorts with your dick out, a little tie around it.
Yeah, cock, right? I got to the word cock and I stopped reading.
Just suspenders, cargo shorts, flip flops, and his dicks. Oh Lord, that's good.
Maybe I could come dressed up as Oh, who's that little actor? He's in the movie Cocktail.
Tom Cruise?
That guy, little fella.
Tom Cruise?
I could just come dress up as Tom Cruise from Cocktail. See how that works out. Do some bartending moves.
You know, that one's came up on the show before. I still don't know shit about Cocktail.
It's a dumb movie where, what was his name?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah. Tom Cruise Cocktail. Works at a bar. Totally, totally believable premise.
And then what was the other movie that's one. Like Cocktail, but about pool instead, where he's like, I was a cool bar guy. Hey, now I'm a cool pool player guy. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
We're not Tom Cruise fans on the pod?
Days of Thunder?
But Days of Blunder, dude. It's about pirates.
That's what I'm talking about.
I don't know too much about Tom Cruise's filmography. I know, like, I've seen, like, Mission Impossible 1 and 2 forever ago.
Did you watch the new Top Gun?
Minority Report. What now?
That's the one about pool.
Did you watch the new Top Gun?
No.
No!
That's actually pretty sick, dude.
Who are we even fighting in that fucking ass movie? It's 2022. Who are we fighting?
Ourselves.
Is he still like, does he get his old man taut skin out and oil it up? Like, are we shirtless again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he does all of his own stunts, like everything he does, and he flies the planes and shit. Like, he just wants to die.
Does all of his own stunts. The more I hear about that fucking gloating horse shit, and like, yeah, I mean, I know he takes some falls. He gets out there on these million-dollar sets with all of this care. I heard about some motherfucker who really did their own stunts recently. It made me happy. It's a New York Ninja. It was it's one some of the, like, you know, oh so bad they're good movie circuits have been doing, because it's a film that was released in 2021, I think it was, but it's based on found footage. Like, this was abandoned, a movie that was abandoned made back in like the 80s. Like, they didn't have enough money to run it or what the hell ever, but they figured out that the budget for like stunts, I think, was maybe $100 or some shit. And there's a scene with a motherfucker just hanging off of a helicopter, and like not even all of that $100 went to this jackass. So it's like, I don't know. I guess they like threw him a Pepsi and said, hang on, buddy.
You were about to be in a franchise.
That's doing your own stunts, baby.
On the topic of stuntmen too, HBO is releasing a documentary about this dude that was Harry Potter's stunt double, who like paralyzed his fucking body in the fifth movie or some shit.
Yeah.
That's also funny.
Some kid got paralyzed in a Potter movie?
No, it was apparently it was Daniel Radcliffe's stunt double in all the Harry Potter movies. And then, like, the fifth one, one of the later films, there's a big stunt, and the dude fucking, like, dive bombs the ground, and he's just completely paralyzed for the rest of his life.
Oh, shit.
You don't hear, you know, that's got to suck.
It does. Why didn't Harry Potter use his bonus reconstructive spell and fix him?
Oh, that would have been you. You'd have been back there and you said, see, I told you magic's fake. This whole movie's not real.
Here's some heroin that'll make you feel better. And then they're better for a time till they're not.
And then they're bad again.
Which part of Kirby's dick you think is going to get us kicked off YouTube? The top or the bottom?
It's always the tips. Tips and nips. Those are no-goes. Right.
Okay. We'll just have as much neck as we want.
I think there's an inch rule on the tube.
See, I think that's too much.
What about just like the side? I'm scared to go that way. I'm going to go this way. Oh,
so that's a little neck. We've already seen it.
Yeah, this isn't going on YouTube.
There's nothing there.
No, it's fine. No one's going to watch it. It's fine. It's out of the side of his neck of his dick. It's fine. It's natural.
Maybe we'll put this on the Patreon.
Put on the YouTube. Don't be scared.
Don't kick a gator and then be sad when the gator bites you. Now you put the picture up. You knew what was happening.
It ain't got the algorithms to pick up as much neck.
Hey, look, just show his whole dick at this.
We're having the time of our lives. There you go.
Well, this will be the special unedited version on the Patreon video.
On the pat.
Just in the next half of the episode, just Daniel playing porn on the background.
Tune in. Please.
Fuck it. All right, so if you go to Dillard's, so let's talk about mall food. You know you're going to get Dillard's. Some grub.
I never do.
You're going to take a little tour de force around the Hamilton Place food court, dude.
My go-to, if I got to get mall food, which I can't even remember the last time that happened, I guess I could equate it to like airport food, maybe. I'm usually going with like some Mediterranean or Asian affair, because those are the cheap ones that work for me the best. It's like, yeah, you got some super spiced wargle meat. You got cheap rice. Okay, this works fine.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's what do you think? Weren't you like bragging about some Cuban joint? Weren't you trying to convince us recently, like, oh, guys, this food in the mall is actually so good?
Dude, first off, fuck you, because my palate is refined to your bullshit, and it was pretty good. Okay.
I did think about it when I walked by it.
Oh, do you think about it?
I walked by it recently, and
you walk by it a lot.
Once.
It's more
on the way to the bathroom, it felt pretty appropriate. I was like, "Hey, look,
black beans and rice." You just shit in the Hamilton Place bathroom while someone's spray painting beside you,
dude. It was awful. Sometimes you gotta, but goddamn, at least amongst painted bathrooms, the Hamilton Place Mall ain't the worst, but when I went, it was definitely like double duty, and there's only one lane. Like, God damn it, I got to go in between them. This is terrible.
Yeah, you're just another fucking just another piece of meat, dude, in the shit factory.
I was watching some show recently. I can't remember, but it was a solid joke. And just walk in, it's like, fine, I'll just go in the men's bathroom. God damn it, there's no room in the women's. And like checking underneath stalls, like, how can so many men have to shit at once? it's always a full house, baby.
But if you're the only person, now, if you go in there, do you ever blow it out, like, to make the noise? Like, you want to make the noise sometimes?
Oh, I prefer, like, I want people to have to deal with it. I want to scare them away from my area.
It's like a snake, like a rattlesnake.
Yeah. You want to root out any natural predators in your environment before you take a shit and make yourself vulnerable. It's just it's the prey animal thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Did that fart pick up?
No, not really.
Okay, good, because it's bad. Oh no, here's another one.
I mean, I'm getting it. Need to get you a blue. That'll pick her up. Sponsor the pod blue.
Oh, man. I can't wait to get boner pill sponsors, man. That would be cool.
They just send free boner pills. That's good, too.
I want
boners at all times. 24 hours a day.
I don't do a dig on that. I know some of my friends are in the world of, like, I'm too motherfucking lazy in my 30s to even bother working my own goddamn boner up anymore. Give me a pill to do it for me. I don't think I've heard of much lazier. This is a lustful, animalistic ritual we still do. I'm going fuck, and I can't even be bothered to get my own dick up. Science daddy, do it for me.
It's not about that. This is coming from someone who's never had a store-bought erection. Okay? you just think you throwing wood. You just think your dick is getting hard. You'd be like over here like, my dick get hard all by itself. And then you take some fucking proven science, and all of a sudden that bitch is hard like it was when it was 21 again. You're like, oh my God, this motherfucker ain't been hard in 20 years, and I know I got less than a minute, and I'll just keep on going. I'm telling you right now.
That's what I keep hearing that saddens me, is like all the bigger points of this are like, my dick don't get that hard no more. Like, but why?
No, don't.
But why?
Because old. Because vascular system. Because cardiovascular damage.
It's about to cut off on us.
Keep yelling.
It's going to cut off.
Keep hogging.
There's more.
Don't be lazy. Flog it.
Wait.
Work for it. Earn it.
Don't get
calm
it.
Now. It's going to cut off.